Good morning, beloved. Again, thank you for inviting me into your homes as we share this Monday morning together, beginning with God's Word. Today, we're in Micah chapter 1, verses 1 through 16. Today, we begin reading the book of the prophet Micah. He was from a country town in Judah, the southern kingdom, and was convinced that Judah was about to face the same kind of national catastrophe that Amos had predicted for Israel, the northern kingdom. The book is a collection of oracles, and the first chapter begins with a message of doom. The prophet calls upon the people to listen to the Lord. And God's saving word for us as we begin this week are justice and peace. And as I have said in times past, you cannot have justice without peace, nor can you have peace without justice. Amen? So, let's go ahead and begin reading Micah chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. During the time that Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah were kings of Judah, the Lord gave this message to Micah, who was from a town in Moresheth. The Lord revealed to Micah all these things about Samaria and Jerusalem. Hear this, all you nations. Listen to this, all who live on earth. The sovereign Lord will testify against you. Listen, he speaks from his heavenly temple. The Lord is coming from his holy place. He will come down and walk on the top of mountains. Then the mountains will melt under him like wax in a fire. They will pour down into the valleys like water pouring down a hill. All this will happen because the people of Israel have sinned and rebelled against God. Who is to blame for Israel's rebellion? Samaria, the capital city itself. Who is guilty of idolatry in Judah? Jerusalem itself. So the Lord says, I will make Samaria a pile of ruins in the open country, a place for planting grapevines. I will pour the rubble of that city down into the valley and will lay bare the city's foundations. All its precious idols will be smashed to pieces. Everything given to its temple prostitutes will be destroyed by fire, and all its images will become a desolate heap. Samaria acquired these things for its fertility rites, and now her enemies will carry them off for temple prostitutes elsewhere. Then Micah said, because of this, I will mourn and lament. To show my sorrow, I will walk around barefoot and naked. I will howl like a jackal and wail like an ostrich. Samaria's wounds cannot be healed, and Judah is about to suffer in the same way. Destruction has reached the gates of Jerusalem itself, where my people live. Don't let our enemies in Gath hear about our defeat. Don't let them see you weeping. People of Beth Lekra, show your despair by rolling in the dust. You people of Shafir, go into exile naked and ashamed. Those who live in Zaanan, do not dare to come out of your city. When you hear the people of Bethazel mourn, you will know that there is no refuge there. The people of Maroth anxiously wait for relief, because the Lord has brought disaster close to Jerusalem. You that live in Lachish, hitch the horse to the chariots. You imitate the sins of Israel, and so caused Jerusalem to sin. And now, people of Judah, say goodbye to the town of Moresh Gath. The kings of Israel will get no help from the town of Achdib. People of Maresha, the Lord will hand you over to an enemy who is going to capture your town. The leaders of Israel will go and hide in a cave at Adullam. The people of Judah, cut off your hair in mourning for the children you love. Make yourselves as bald as vultures, because your children will be taken away from you into exile. And today's key verse is Micah 1:3, where it says, the Lord is coming from his holy place. He will come down and walk on the tops of the mountains. You know, it's interesting that no one lives in a vacuum. And as the people of Judah looked at Samaria, looked at the 10 tribes of Israel, saw them in their sin and practicing their sin, they didn't do anything about it. They didn't purpose to live a better life or anything like that. And lo and behold, it wasn't long until these people too began to practice the same sins that the nation of Israel practiced. And so even though Judah held out for a few more decades, longer than Israel did, it is all of God's kingdom that ends up going into exile. Brothers and sisters, we cannot accept sin. We cannot ignore sin. Sin is a pervasive disease that eats away at the holiness of God. And as long as we allow it and say nothing about it, it will continue to destroy our lives also. Let's pray. Lord God, from your heavenly temple, you see everything we do. You know my faults and shortcomings. Order my steps this day so that what I do is pleasing in your sight. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, imagine that. Our morning together has come quickly to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be looking at Micah chapter 2, where Micah continues to deliver God's message of judgment. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.